Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happy Friday, everybody, as we kick off Martin Luther King weekend, inauguration weekend. It's not snowing weekend. There's just all kinds of great news that's going on in the world today. You know, the weather was almost warm enough to go golfing today.
Yeah, and it was.
I am looking forward to that because I am a horrible golfer, but I sure like drinking beer in the cart. So everybody's got priorities. I always joke with people that when I score golf, it's a little different than most people, because when I say I finish 3 under, that means I finish with 3 less golf balls than I started with.
That
gives
fair.
You an idea of
all right.
That's kind of how I
wish
golf.
I could just drive. I would go every day if all I had to do was drive the cart. I love to drive golf cart.
Well, pretty love much that. All the golfing that I do is in scrambles, and there's general like a chamber or a charity or something that you're playing, mm-hmm. and you generally get, you know, 3 of your friends together and just have a great time hanging out.
Right.
And you don't necessarily care unless you pick those 3 friends who are super competitive.
Right, the ringers.
And some of them have creative scoring. But I bring up golf because, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this was a big Christmas for me because I got my first like golf club.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like real golf clubs, not the ones that you bought off eBay.
No, like wife's grandparents like put some money in and they got me my first first golf club.
Your real set?
I guess. Yeah, set. Yeah. So
good for you.
I'm excited to. I've only gone a few times, but my father-in-law and my brother-in-law really enjoy it, and I've really liked going out with them the few times I have. So I want to get more into it.
Well. So we're not that far away from being able to get out on the links again and start hitting. But this the weekend, January 31st through February 2nd at the St. Charles Convention Center, the St. Louis Golf Expo is going to be out there. So I've got a pair of tickets to give you right now. If you were caller number 6, how's that sound, Ethan? 6?
Sounds great.
6 works for me. If you were caller number 6 right now, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the weekend-long St. Louis Golf Expo event at the St. Charles Convention Center, January 31st through the 2nd. Good luck to you. I hope that works out well for you and you get all kinds of cool stuff.
And if you don't win, keep listening because we're going to give away another pair in the 5 o'clock hour.
There you go.
There you go.
That's
and what's
called
the phone number they should call?
A tease.
The phone number.
Crap.
That's
thanks.
A good one.
Thanks,
314-241-9797.
That's 314-241-9797. It makes it easier when the host gives you the number. And if you were calling number 6, you will be the big winner. Right now, everybody's a big winner. Why? Because it's time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, by the way, Mike, you should say your news.
I should set my news?
You should say what has happened.
Start off Sue's News with your own news.
Yes.
Oh, so Monday night, I was elected chairman of the St. Charles County Council.
Hey.
Thank you very much.
Yay.
That is really great.
I got to give him an inauguration clap.
There you go.
That is really what it sounded like on the lawn on Monday. Everybody with their gloves on.
Oh, I love it.
That's funny.
A lot of earmuffs.
The sound of one hand clapping.
Yes.
Today is National Classy Day.
Hey.
So keep it classy, people.
There you go.
It also is National Customer Service Day.
Really?
So
why is it every day? customer service.
Thank you, Jane. I don't think those two go together.
Do the customer service people end up being any more classy on this day?
Yeah, you had to hope.
See, you combined them.
Actually,
nice. Way to go, Ethan.
Yes.
Do you remember, didn't Mark tell us one of his very first jobs was in customer service?
Yes.
Can you
like
imagine?
For a phone company or something like that?
I mean, he knows we feel this way. It's not.
No, yeah, it's not
really well.
No.
Yeah.
I worked at Montgomery Ward.
Oh.
Can you imagine? My customer service skills were top notch.
They actually really were.
Oh, by the way, and I was a great waitress.
I bet.
If waiting tables would have made me a
you were waiting
wage.
Tables at Montgomery Ward?
No,
wow, they're so different
both.
In the city.
I know. No,
we only
actually,
had a catalog store where I grew
up. I was in Kansas City at the time. But
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I love customer service. I think it's a great thing. I wish more people had it.
I think it's a lost art.
It is. Agreed, 100%. Yeah.
And people love it. Like, I had such a great experience today at my car dealership.
Good.
We're working on my car. And I was like, this is beautiful. Like, I was having a horrible day, and then I got great customer service, and I was in heaven.
It's not that difficult.
Yes.
And let me ask you, has it always been like that? Like, I feel like probably, you know, you throw it back, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and it probably was just like, that was at least
normal
a little
behavior.
Bit more normal interactions. Now you're
yeah.
almost like surprised when you get those good customer service
interactions. I agree. I think the anomaly was when you would get bad service, and
it's
now
stuck
it's
out.
The anomaly. Yeah, now yeah. it's the anomaly when you get phenomenal service.
Technology.
So I will tell you, Suntrup Kia. South County, thank you for being so good to me.
There you
nice.
Go. Nice plug. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, they deserve it. They were nice.
Where's that cash register sandal you
yeah,
have?
I don't get anything for that, but except that the girl who took care of me, I mean, I love her.
That's so good. 72 years ago today in 1953, the Chevy Corvette was introduced at a car show in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Wow.
The cost of the first production model Corvettes was...
$6,000.
That's a good guess. Fred?
12.
8.
5.
$3,000.
Wow.
$490.
Wow.
Don't you wish you could go back in time?
Wow.
And there were only 300 produced. So that car would cost you upwards of $300,000 today.
Wow.
And also, 31 years ago, this is a kind of a news reference, but remember this, in 1994... At 4:30 in the morning, they had that 6.7 magnitude Northridge earthquake in L.A.
Yeah.
And it lasted 10 to 20 seconds. It killed 57 people. It injured more than 8,700. And the property damage was estimated to be up to $50 billion.
Wow.
So
wow.
that is going to be nothing compared to the fire as far as money
sadly.
Goes. But what are you going to do? Okay, Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' new Glenn rocket was successfully launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida yesterday. Now, this rocket carries a spacecraft called Blue Ring, which is supposed to be able to shift satellites into different orbits. I find that to be interesting. This is Bezos' answer to Elon Musk's SpaceX. Blue Origin, by the way, already has a contract to launch NASA's lunar lander in 2027.
Wow.
And they hadn't sent anything up yet. So, you know, he's like, woohoo.
By the way, the countdown system that launches all those rockets is produced in St. Charles City by MasterClock.
I'll be darned.
MasterClock, a John Clark company, they created the countdown system is what they used to launch.
That is awesome.
What
my gosh.
Did we find out earlier this week about the red flame retardant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Production company is headquartered here in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Clayton. Wow.
Stuff they're dropping out in California.
Put them on the map.
Yeah.
See, we don't suck. We do stuff here.
Yeah, That's right.
We're getting stuff done.
Well, the numbers are in, and according to Motor Intelligence, the last 20% last year, 20% of new cars and trucks sold in America were hybrids or all electric. Now, that would be 1.3 million all electrics and 1.9 million hybrids, or 3.2 million vehicles. Teslas remain the highest selling all electric, followed by Hyundai and GM. And this is the first time internal combustion engine vehicles drop below 80%. Now, not much below 80%, it's 79.8%. Yeah, 79.8, but we're right there.
So, funny story. One of my fellow council members, Dave Hammond, is on vacation down in Florida, and he and his wife rented an electric car, but it wasn't a Tesla. And the thing he found out was there is nowhere to charge a regular electric car because their chargers are different than Tesla chargers.
And
they're hard to find. And the superchargers evidently, at least from what his experience was, the superchargers don't work on these other models.
So he
and his wife were having dinner and had a long dinner of like 2.5 hours. And when they came out, they said, your car will be fully charged in 18 hours.
Oh, my God.
So the next day, they took that car back, and they got a gasoline engine car.
I'm trying to hit the bell, but Ethan's got to fix it. Yeah. I'm sorry about
that. We are not doing that anymore.
Thank you. That didn't take long.
Doesn't take much,
too. Yeah, I'm not the brightest.
Real quick before we go on, something I would be curious of is out of all the people impacted by the fires, I wonder how many of these people are driving hybrid cars compared to gasoline or fully electric, and if that has been what the effect has been of them trying to go wherever they are now because
there's electricity. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
that's a really good point. I hope somebody, does a story on that because I would find that interesting. LIV Golf has finally done a deal with Fox Sports. And they're going to air half its schedule on FS1. It sounds like other rounds will be on FS2, Fox Business, or the Fox Sports app. LIV season begins on February 6th, where in Saudi Arabia.
Yay!
And it has a 14-event schedule this season.
And Trump will probably have an Abraham Accord done with Saudi Arabia by then.
Yeah, perhaps. Definitely, perhaps. Conan O'Brien is going to be the 26th recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
That's nice.
I like him. He will be honored at a ceremony on March 23rd at the Kennedy Center in D.C. Conan joked, quote, I'm honored to be the first winner of the Mark Twain Prize, recognized not for humor, but for my work as a riverboat pilot. Netflix will stream the ceremony sometime next year.
You know, I might be wrong, but he's one of the ones that I guess comedians, I would say, that you don't really hear much about as far as getting into politics. I can't say if he does or not, but he's not really known for it, he finds other things to joke about,
which is why he's smart.
I thought
he was going to get an award for whitewashing fences.
We'll start with this. Okay, the lineup for the Fire Aid concert was announced yesterday. There's a lot of people that are going to get out on the stage.
I miss this concert.
They're going to help the California fire victims.
I think it
makes sense. I just hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Earth, Wind & Fire, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rod Stewart, who just turned 80.
Beautiful.
Sting, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, and Dave Matthews and John Mayer will perform together for the first time.
That's huge.
You know, I would have lost that game Dead or Alive, I would have lost that on Stephen Stills.
Yeah,
I didn't think he was with us anymore, but yeah. I was wrong.
More acts and special guests will be announced in the lead up to the show. Now, the show is scheduled for January 30th at the Intuit Dome and the Forum. They're also going to do a live telethon streaming on multiple YouTube and Twitch channels on January the 24th. So go figure.
Nice. Intuit Dome. That's the new Clippers
Thank you
arena,
for saying it, right?
I believe.
Intuit.
The Los Angeles Clippers, which it's... I guess it's the technology of that arena is state of the art. It is the most modern tech arena in
Clippers basketball
in the country.
Get into it.
That's so many artists.
It is.
I wonder how long that concert's going to be.
I know.
It's how they're going to be able to get them in and out.
Well, some of them are
Live
Aid lineup. Yeah, some of them I imagine are probably going to be pretty short set list, you know, a couple of songs and then they're done. But
probably.
And I hope there'll be some like collaboration. I want to see some duets.
Yes.
You know?
Well, somebody, I mean, you know, like an Earth, Wind, and Fire has a lot of equipment.
They do.
The going back and forth between this stuff is going to have to be, somebody's going to have to be a really good producer
for sure. I assume they're going to have multiple stages.
I assume.
Yeah.
There is no way they can do it any other way.
No, I mean, you can do it over a weekend. I mean, is it just one day?
It says.
Okay.
They say it's one day, so
start
we'll see.
Early. Hey,
start
you get
early
to be the
right.
6 a.m. band. Right. Congratulations.
Right. You know what, though? I would consider going. I would consider going and sitting there for 24 hours listening. I would go.
Yeah, for real.
Well, new research has come up with the latest list of top dream jobs worldwide. Okay. Now, they did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a blank. You know, Hall of Famer if you're Fred.
Exactly.
And in the end, the top dream job across the entire world. Well, how about I start with number five? Number five, nurse.
Okay.
Number four, pharmacist.
Mm. Free
That's
drugs.
Very, very difficult to get to.
Yeah,
once you do,
then you're all right.
I mean, yeah. I have number, a niece is one. They're brilliant people.
This is heartening. Number three, police officer.
Yay!
How about that?
Oh, but that's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
And United number two is going to be fireman.
Number two is attorney.
Really?
Oh, God, no.
Hey-o.
Dream job?
No. People.
Jane
People. Raise your... I mean, anybody who comes to me, I want to be a lawyer. And I'm like, well, you're a fool.
What happened is all these people watched Suits, and then they got
fascinated. And they think that's how it works.
They all thought they could... They
get need to watch
Kate
more Law and Order and less Suits. But
that could be.
Yeah.
And can we guess?
Radio
think it's great.
Personality.
It's definitely not that.
Okay.
Number one, pilot.
Oh.
Which I haven't heard in a long time.
That's
no,
really cool.
One.
I just don't think they would let me do it, but I think it would be awesome.
You know,
I get car sick,
you know
so I imagine
me?
I'm not a good candidate.
They don't work that much either. Like, their hours are not crazy either. So.
Well, they kind of
are.
They
depends
are.
On
they
it,
are.
They depends
are.
On what your route is, etc.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Fred?
Me with pilots is that, have you ever been at the airport and they like just stand behind you in line for something? It's like, man, just go ahead of me.
Go drive the plane.
Donuts or something. Just go ahead.
Hey, I have a feeling your job is a little more important today than mine. I'm riding in the back and you're driving.
Yeah,
exactly.
No,
and
what
are
can
you
I get you?
Can I get you a coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Espresso?
Right.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Since he has come up multiple times in the news this for the last couple of weeks, we're going with this. Steve Guttenberg beat out a huge competition to be the star of Police Academy. Other actors who auditioned for the role include Bruce Willis, Michael Keaton, Tom Hanks, and Judge Reinhold.
Wow.
And he won.
But then, Judge Reinhold was pretty hot at the time.
He was. And I think that whole generation of those male comedians they're of that group. Were they not, I don't want to say interchangeable, but they were in everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You're right.
That's back
that's
in
great.
The Mr. Mom days for Michael Keaton.
Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
Or Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, by the way, still
cool.
A great movie.
Yes.
It has beat the test of time or whatever because it is still a good
Fred
movie.
Fred, tell her who directed it.
Oh, I'm trying to... Spock.
Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby. That was random fact
that
from yesterday.
That is a great random fact. I did not know that.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, by the way, InfoDude along the chat has said that he thinks that I should call the mayor and let the mayor know we have a new slogan. St. Louis doesn't always suck. There you
well,
go.
I mean, you know what? They would pay some fool to come up with a slogan and pay them $100,000.
Thank you.
So you might as well let us
Isn't that
do
what
it.
Sam paid for the logo that some
oh,
other
my
city
God,
had?
That is literally
Sorry.
The worst logo.
I didn't mean to get started on
but
that.
But I'm not allowed to even, I can't even say on the radio what most people are calling these the logo. There are so many names that this logo has that is not safe for radio. That should tell you something.
Fred, it's always good to see you. And that's it for Sue's News, she said. And...
What?
Oh, that's I thought it. You had something to follow
that's
up with.
That's all I was going to say. That's it for Sue's News.
Oh, nice. There it is. There
so
is.
I'm excited because every time I get to fill in on a Friday, I get to talk to Paul Hall. Mm-hmm. And Paul Hall has given me so many great suggestions mm-hmm. of movies and shows. And our life has become binging, right? That's
yes.
kind of where we are.
We're when binging.
You have, hopefully you have MLK Day off. And you're going to have a little more free time, and you're going to be able to binge on something.
Don't
we are going to talk to Paul.
Binge,
I know. I'm thinking
binge.
Like Benji the dog.
Binge.
Binge.
Binge. Am I saying it wrong?
Binge.
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 Binge. So you can watch for a long time, back to back. I hate this job sometimes.
Charlie, it's okay.
Anyway,
we are
going to talk to Paul Hall next from Comic Guy Films. Mike Elam pronouncing words wrong on Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.